rock and roll.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Pop Culture Stars started a little bit early. We were all in the room, and we're just having a grand old time. It's good to be here with everybody tonight. And so thanks, and thanks to all of you for listening in. So I'm Dr. John, as usual, and as usual, at least back every night now, every Thursday and Wednesday night on WCW Retro, and every Thursday night at Pop Culture Stars. So anyway, it's great to be with you. We've got a lot going on in the pop culture world. We're going to talk about it. First of all, at my in the corner at the left, weighing in at how much? Papa Stroh, weighing in at how much?
Well, 240. I've lost weight.
Weighing in at 340 pounds.
Thank you, DDP Yoga.
Thanks to DDP Yoga. You got it. One of the absolutely most phenomenal wrestlers anybody has ever seen, and mixed martial artist and actor, and got a sidekick named Dorothy, who's pretty scary too. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Papa Stroh, the maestro of wrestling.
Hey!
Woo!
Hey! Ramen noodles will do you wonders.
Okay.
It's amazing.
No ramen noodles. All right. Well, that's good. We're glad to have you here. I'm going to introduce everybody, and we're going to go around, and we're going to talk. We're going to all talk about what's going on in this crazy, mixed-up pop culture world of ours that we really do love. And then we'll get to our guest tonight, who's Kyle Peck, one of the co-hosts, co-perpetrators of Fellow CryptoCon, coming up this weekend. So more on that when we get Kyle up to the microphone. But anyway, in the next corner, weighing in like a writer should, and he's got the mask off, ladies and gentlemen, Dave Atwell. How you doing, Dave?
Doing real good. I'm weighing too damn much. So
you're weighing in on pop culture. So one can never weigh in for pop culture. Anyway.
So, Dave, what would your luchador name be?
Gordo Chimichanga.
Gordo Chimichanga. Okay. All right, that's what you say. And rounding out one of the most engaging panels in podcast world today, in the other corner, weighing in on everything, ladies and gentlemen, Todd. How are you, Todd?
Oh, I am outstanding and supernatural, happy to be here, and it doesn't get much better than that. Just with the big format changes on the podcast tonight, everybody, you guys all sound like you're in fine spirits. We couldn't ask for more.
Well, he's like Negan with Lucille. He's like, little pig, let me in.
All right, well, I'm glad we're all here and in a good mood. And the first thing that I want to say, congratulations, true heartfelt congratulations, go out to my buddy, once a pop culture star, always pop culture star, Greg Bo Watson has added a member to his family. We were told, and we all found out yesterday and today on Facebook, and Greg Bo has done some calling around. Ladies and gentlemen, Brett Watson, that marvelous, fine young wrestler and great guy, has gotten himself hitched to Miss Mickey Mae Green. So she is now Mickey Mae Watson. And you got one of the nicest couples on the planet. And congratulations and best wishes and best everything go out to Brett and Mickey Mae. May they live long, prosper, and may she still keep a bunch of weight in that pocketbook to slam wrestlers that try to get her on Brett. She's a lot of fun watching that mess.
It's like Mr. Spock,
congratulations.
Live long and prosper.
That's right. Well, we really hope that they do. They're great people. Greg Bay is one awesome friend, one awesome artist. So we're glad that they announced, and I saw it, and I said, didn't it happen to two better people? So anyway, congratulations to the Watson family. Grew by one, and grew by one fine young lady, Miss McMay, Mickey May Green Watson. So we're very proud. She's one of our friends, and congratulations to Brett and Mickey May. So
salute.
Let me see. That's exactly right.
Cheers.
So I guess what I want to do is I want to start out. Halloween is upon us. Halloween is upon us. Now, I'm going to turn it over to somebody who knows what Halloween is. He has renamed the holiday very appropriately. I bet you can guess who you are, Papa Stro, Maestro of Wrestling, with Papaween. So tell us what's going on. You are smart enough to have an entire season. An entire season of October where you celebrate Papaween. So tell us what's going on with you, Papaween, and Dorothy and everybody.
Oh, celebrating Papaween the entire month of October. Papaween's taking over Halloween and ready to have some frights and delights with all ages and going touring different places. Looking forward to seeing everybody during the Papaween tour this month of October. So really excited.
Well, I'm very pleased to remind everybody that the Papaween tour includes two of that I'm running, which is going to be, of course, Charlotte CryptoCon, and then, of course, Bigfoot Day up in the mountains at Kingsport, Tennessee. And I am very, very pleased, Papa Stro, that two of your dates are going to be those. And I will take this moment to ask you if you can get up to Kingsport, Tennessee, somehow by 9:30 a.m. on Thursday, the 18th of October, we're all going to be on television. We're going to be on Tri-Cities Today. So I'll tell you more about that, and I hope you can join me and Mark Kilgore as we tell everybody in the Tri-Cities and the Mountain Empire about the upcoming Bigfoot Day. And so that's part of the Papaween tour, and I'm just so glad that you're going to be here with us. So that's going to be great. Number one. All right, Dave Atwell, what you got going on this October month, and what's going on with you and the Hunger series?
Oh, just trying to get this fourth book back out. Having a little issue with getting the cover on it, but hopefully that'll be resolved soon. The day job, the one that keeps the lights on, is the one that's kind of fouling things up a little bit when they keep you tied up 70 some odd hours a week. A little tough to do anything other than sleep and shower. So, but no, things come along real good. The writing continues on several different projects and everything, working on the art. And, Halloween's got to be the best holidays out there when it comes down to brass tacks. I mean, Not only does the weather improve and you're getting away from that hot, disgusting weather that we usually have in the summertime here in the South, the weather starts to cool off. You can get the bonfire going, have yourself a drink, and enjoy the weather to go along with, and who doesn't enjoy a good creepy like Legend of Sleepy Hollow, for crying out loud. I mean, that story never gets old. The Disney thing never gets old. I could watch it a million times. So it's just a very enjoyable time of year, and where everybody just seems to come together and have some fun. And nobody's tied up about, oh, God, we got to get him a present, or, hey, you forgot the pumpkin spice, or, hey, yeah, we're out of egg dye at the grocery store. What are we going to do? Halloween's just one of those good excuses to have a good time. So, looking forward to it. Got to be the best holiday out there.
Well, I sure do like it. And Papa and I certainly celebrate a lot of Halloween and Papaween in October. We are both obviously big fans of that. And that's great. So Todd, what's up with you? How you been doing? What pop culture wonders do you have to talk to us about?
Oh man, I got to say, much like Dave, we're much of life is focused around work, But tell you what, Halloween, can't fuss. Dave mentioned one of his favorite movies. I got to throw out there the when the family's together, my Halloween movie is watching Signs. M. Night Shyamalan. Mm-hmm.
That's
just
a good one.
That's,
Signs, the movie?
And I, man, that's just, it's got a little bit of everything. I mean, your scary features going on there. The tension is building. You got your aliens. You got your, I mean, oh, it's good to go. And you got all this whole messages that from beyond that are relevant. Great movie. Great movie. I'll follow that Halloween thing for a minute, but I tell you something else that our family does is we try to find a way to slide fireworks into everything. It's what we do.
Nice.
Well, that's great.
I mean,
that's
you can
great.
Carve
that's
your pumpkins. Look, carve your pumpkins. You've got the, you know, you do your pumpkin seeds up, make like a nice honey sriracha hot sauce with your roasted pumpkin seeds. Man, once you're done with that pumpkin, you might as well just blow that darn thing up, man.
Oh, did you just say roasted pumpkin seeds with sriracha sauce on them?
With a honey sriracha sauce, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you what, the next time you get down here and we get, and I get to come over there, will you do? Can we do some of that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, that's super, and that brings up something. So that number one, that's really cool. So we got food in there because Todd and I are big foodies. I think all of us are. And that number one. Number two, you talked about one of your favorite Halloween films. I'm going to ask everybody else. I'm going to ask Dave and Stro, and I'm talking about mine, and then I'm going to introduce Kyle, and we're going to ask him about his favorite Halloween film because that's about the coolest thing you can talk about right now is what's your favorite Halloween movie. So, Dave Atwell. What's your favorite Halloween film and why?
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know if it could be deemed as a Halloween film, but it certainly has its aspects to it, is Poltergeist. And that was...
Halloween film.
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you watch the... Yeah, you watch the movie, and, you know... As you grow older, of course, you become more cynical, and you kind of, I don't know how to put it, you kind of grow out of the, you know, scare thing, and after a while, after working so much and putting up with all life's woes, you almost welcome death some days. So when you're watching Freddie and Michael Myers, you kind of sit there and overanalyze it going, you know, why don't they just run over it, you know, why don't they just burn them? But Poltergeist was one of those movies where you're watching it and you're kind of thinking, okay, all right, and you're going along with it, but then you find out years later a lot of the backstory about the filming and everything and the people who died and how they use real skeletons in the pool scene with Joe Beth Williams because they were cheaper than props. And all of a sudden,
wow,
that maggot-infested steak doesn't really mean much to you. You know, you're like, holy smokes. They must have put those folks through some hell when they were filming that.
Huh. Well, they, it sounds like they really did. Well, that's a cool film. Yeah, absolutely. Any scary alien... UFO strange movie qualifies for your favorite Halloween film. All right, the maestro of Papaween, your favorite Halloween movie and why?
I don't know. I got to kick it old school to Halloween. Like the original Dracula with Bela Lugosi, and then later on Dracula Christopher Lee. And you got The Raven with Vincent Price, was another great one. And of course, you know, it wouldn't be Halloween if we didn't mention Barnabas, Dark Shadows.
Right. I'm liking it.
No, it wouldn't.
So,
no,
oh,
it
yeah.
Wouldn't. I've got
to get that, you know, get Adam Elvira in the mix, get that Halloween vibe going on, and, you know, because some Rod Serling, Twilight Zone, I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the pop culture world, we have a really interesting history with Halloween and with great things like, of course, the Twilight Zone. I mean, what wonderful stuff when you talk about Strange and all the great stars that came on the Twilight Zone that just made it so big everywhere. It was like a breeding ground, just like Saturday Night Live, the original two seasons, and these other great shows that had on there, and they went on to extreme greatness. I mean, I guess we got to say that William Shatner was the absolute biggest star that ever came out of the Twilight Zone, and they had Peter Lorre.
And you got Long Chaney, you got Boris Karloff. Oh my God! Got the werewolf,
yep.
Frankenstein.
I agree with
you. Oh yeah.
I love what you said. I'm going to offer up a new film this year. Last year, had you asked me, it would have been The Shining. But in my opinion, The Shining has been displaced by what I would call one of the most startling and frightening films you will ever see the first time. And that is...
In My Wedding Video.
The Sixth Sense. No, Dave, not Your Wedding Video. My scariest film is The Sixth Sense. And it all boils down to when Bruce Willis is standing there and he sees his wife drop his wedding ring and it rolls and it stops, and then he looks and he sees that the stairway down to the basement where he does all of his listening to tapes and everything, there's a table pulled over that. And he realizes at that moment that it's over. He realizes right at that moment that it's over. That is shocking. The first time I saw it, I mean, that's the thing that gave me chills. I love films that don't have tons of special effects. I love films that really play on your mind. And I just, everything I can say about The Sixth Sense, about Bruce Willis, about Haley Osment, and what a fine film. Just frightening to me. And now, as we're going down our list, I want to say hello to our guest tonight from the Charlotte and Statesville area, Kyle Peckham. Kyle, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic tonight. I hope all of you are doing great as well. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
We're glad.
Hey, Kyle.
I think you know about everybody here, and we're glad to have you.
Good to hear everybody's voice.
You're one of the co-producers of Charlotte Crypticon along with me. But I want to ask you, and I already told you, what is your favorite scary Halloween film and why?
God, I mean, that one's kind of a toss-up for me. I pretty much will enjoy anything. But if we're talking kind of like classics, I'm a huge fan of Stephen King, and The Shining and Jack Nicholson's performance was just fantastic. I mean, that's probably, I think, my favorite. You know, you could put it into a Halloween genre movie. Really close, I'd say, probably my favorite horror comedy movie, at least now. It's a New Zealand, or it's a film out of New Zealand called What We Do in the Shadows. It's a parody movie about vampires that all live in an apartment together, and it's
nice.
It's just that sort of a thing where they're taking something that's super scary. Yeah, you get people who get gored and everything in the film, but you know what? It's done really well, and you can laugh. You can sit there and laugh through the whole thing. That's Jermaine Clement, Taika Waititi, and some others. I remember here, I think Taika Waititi was the one who, he actually wrote one of the, I think it was, Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, nice.
But anyway, it's a little bit off the beaten path, but fantastic film. But yeah, for classic, The Shining all the way.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's great. Now, I've got Halloween. I have got a story about The Shining. I don't think that I've told this to any of you folks, and I'd like to tell it to everybody. I went to speak at a conference in Estes Park, Colorado. Now, Papa Stroh, have you ever wrestled in Estes Park, Colorado?
I believe I did it one time some years back.
There. You might have noticed that since you were about 6,500 feet above sea level, you got did you get high altitude sickness? I know I did.
Oh yeah, those ears were popping.
I'm telling you, and I was sick on my stomach. I was dizzy. I thought I was dying. Thought I was just dying. And then everybody told me to drink lots of water, rest, and I would be okay. And they were right. So here's what happened. A story, and I buy this story like you wouldn't believe. Okay, so I'm at the Holiday Inn, staying there. So I check out at 12 o'clock, and 12 o'clock I have a red eye down in Denver at 11:59. So I have 12 hours. So I found out that right across the valley and in Estes Park, Colorado, is the Stanley Hotel, which inspired The Shining. And I said, well, I got to take the ghost tour of the Stanley Hotel. So I had made my reservation. And I was so excited. So I left my luggage there at the Holiday Inn. I walked down the hill, and I was so sick. You know, doing all that walking and walking up the hill with my high altitude sickness, I didn't know if I was going to make it. And I walked inside, and there was the bar. And they had a little sign that said Red Rum for sale. I said, wow, this is great. So I walked inside, and I sat there at the bar, and I ordered me a Red Rum. And you know, it was funny. For some reason, my high altitude sickness had gone away, and I felt great. This was before my drink, too. And I felt absolutely wonderful. So I had my Red Rum, and I went outside, and we went on the porch, right outside the porch, got together with the group, and so we had a very enjoyable, very ghost-filled and strange tour of the Stanley Hotel. It's a creepy place, and they have certain rooms that are more haunted than others, and Stephen King apparently rented the whole hotel out and did some marvelous writing or sketching for The Shining. And, of course, that was the hotel where Stephen King actually produced and filmed the TV miniseries The Shining. So there was a lot that had gone on there. And so we got done with the tour, and I was feeling the best I'd felt since I had been in Estes Park. So I said, well, it's about 4 o'clock. We took a shuttle down to the Denver airport. So I got out and I was feeling great. Got out, walked on the in the yard, and then I started walking away from the Stanley Hotel. And the farther I walked away, the sicker I got. The high altitude sickness came back. And I turned around, and I walked back in. And I asked the tour leader, who was still standing there, I said, let me ask you something. I had no high altitude sickness when I was here, but as I left, it started coming back, and it's gone again. As I'm standing here, you know what he said? A lot of people have that same experience. They have high altitude sickness, then they walk in the Stanley Hotel, and it goes away. And then when they leave, it comes back, and if they're walking like one of the other hotels, it's crazy. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And I really want to go back. Papa Stroh, maybe we ought to go to the Stanley Hotel and check out a couple of those haunted rooms and get some cameras. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll bring the cards. We can play poker.
Cards are the tarot cards.
I think a deck of cards. You can play poker, blackjack, whatever you want.
Well, we can sit there and wait for the ghosts to come out, because I tell you what, it's a pretty creepy place. It is a wonderful place, and there's my story, and I'm sticking to it. There's my first Halloween story. We got three more shows in Papaween this month. So I'm gonna start calling October Papaween because that's exactly what it is. So anyway, we're glad to have Kyle Peckham with us. And Kyle, what's going on? I think we have a major conference/convention going on at Lake Norman State Park this weekend, starring the one and only Papa Stro Maestro. What's going on, Kyle?
Well, I believe, now correct me if I'm wrong, but Charlotte CryptoCon this Saturday should be a whale of a fun time.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, we're going to make it fun. but let's say I'm the second year for the show. Absolutely thrilled for this. Me and John are going to be there. Stro, you're going to be there. A lot of other fantastic people. I don't even know where to start.
Well, start at the very beginning or right where the Yellow Brick Road begins, whichever one.
Well, for starters, we've got a new location this year. We're doing it this Saturday, October 6th, from 10 to 5 on Saturday at the Lake Norman State Park in Troutman, North Carolina. It's beautiful location. You know, you pull off the main road and you are right on Lake Norman. You are right into nature. You go back and it's kind of one of those things where it's just like the modern world kind of just strips away. You know, there's just the road going through. There's a couple of gates for the park, and it's just wilderness. It's absolutely gorgeous when you drive on back. But we're gonna have a lot of fantastic people there. Biggies, we've got Matt Myers with the Norman Lake Norman Monster. He's the resident expert on that. He'll be back again, second time with us. Charlotte Area Paranormal Society, they're back again. One of our big guys this year, we have UFO investigator John Dixon from the MUFON of Tennessee, and that is the Mutual UFO Network, largest volunteer organization dedicated to the study of UFOs, aliens, extraterrestrials, you know, flying craft, whatever you want to call it, in the world. So he's coming down from Tennessee to grace us with his presence and talk to us about UFOs and aliens and what he and his group do up there in Tennessee. And it's just going to be an absolutely fantastic time. We've got a lot of great artists and vendors that are coming out as well. So it's going to be great.
And first of all, I want to thank Todd Stro for being the host of it, because he's such a great host at the Bigfoot Day last year. And so he knows there's some strange things going on, but we really appreciate his time and him coming out. A lot of people are going to be coming out there to see him. And I'm going to add potentially two more guests. I just confirmed one of them, and once I confirm the second one, I'm going to put an announcement out, because number one, in my book, Lizard and Bigfoot and Friends, I might have one of the fellows that had the Lizard Man story that occurred up in Chester, South Carolina. I believe he might be joining us. We also have a very interesting priest coming to talk about the dark side. So that's going to be fun. I'm supposed to talk with that priest right after this show, and hopefully he'll be there. And another thing that people don't really realize about Charlotte CryptoCon is there's this beautiful deck outside. And when we're taking lunch breaks and things like that, everybody will have an opportunity to speak to those of us that are talking, to come meet and greet Papa Stro. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So you can get up close personal it's a lot like the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference coming up in about 2 weeks and 2 days, featuring the Shoe Squatchers, and of course, starring Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. I'm so glad that he's going to be up there. This is Papa Stro. It's always fun having you to hang out with us. Now, it really is. You bring a certain life to the party, and I think her name is Dorothy.
It's certain Genesee Quah.
Oh yeah, she's definitely life of the party for sure. It's all I can do to control her. Dear Lord.
I know. I tell you, Dorothy's pretty darn cool. She really
oh,
is.
Yeah.
And we got to get back to Wilmington so she can meet her cousin Anna.
Oh, she liked that. She keeps telling me she's been they've been keeping in touch, BFFs and all that, but. You know, Dorothy, she has a strange way of communication.
Well, we need to try to get the two of them together here over Halloween season. I think that'd be a lot of fun, so we'll do that. But anyway, Wilmington State Park is beautiful. It's just gorgeous. The leaves are going to be turning. This time we've got Second and Charles coming. We've got Dead. They have clothing and jewelry. They are so nice. Met them, their first tour of duty with us, no pun intended, was the Jacksonville, North Carolina Comic-Con, which is no longer Jacksonville NC Comic Expo, because we can't use Comic-Con anymore. All the Comic-Cons are gone, but the Jacksonville NC Comic Expo has risen, and it will be a lot of fun. We'll be announcing that bad boy for January. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have a new venue there. So anyway, that's going on. We're going to have a lot of fun. And I would like now, and Kyle told us all about this, because one reason we have CryptoCon is because it's in October. And we want to really celebrate, you know, kind of what's going on in the pop culture world in October and the Popoween season and, of course, the Halloween holiday. We want to do that. So Dave Atwell, our author. Tell us a little bit about, you know, the scary aspects of hunger. You are our resident horror writer, are you not?
Yeah, absolutely. The whole premise behind it is the fact that if whatever saves you is the worst thing you could possibly do, that's what the hunger is all about. And I try to set the whole series of the books and everything. Well, the curse itself will be the main character. So as the, you know, characters and settings and time eras and everything will change, the curse is always there. And, you know, anybody who comes in contact with it, whether they're around it or actually have it, they've got to make that decision. And, you know, hopefully when you put the books down and, you know, you stop and think, if it happened to me, how would I do it? So, you know, and again, as I've said before, you know, my writing, I don't try to gross you out, and I'm not trying to jump scare you. What I'm trying to do is get inside your head and twist it up. And anybody who sets the book down and just shakes their head, mission accomplished. So, you know, it's, you know, and also, you know, in the first three and soon to be fourth book, they are set in some of the more, what's the word I'm saying? Word I'm looking for, more. Not necessarily creepy, but darker times. I mean, when you're out there, the first two books were, you know, on the American frontier and everything. And despite the fact that we're all used to seeing gunslingers and all that kind of good stuff, you got to think, if you were out there, when it got dark at night, and I mean, for those of us who just went through this hurricane and didn't have power for a whole week, we found out the true definition of darkness. That was what they went through every day. So you got to think, when the sun set, you know, in the frontier America and everything, you know, not only did you have the elements, but you had, you know, the rogue Native American culture that was possibly, you know, after you. You also had outlaws that were out there. You had random animals that, you know, did whatever they wanted. So, you know, you've got all those things going on, and now you've got to worry about this curse. So, you know, it doesn't paint a pretty picture or, you know, a nice backdrop right from jump. And then, of course, the third book with Jack the Ripper. I mean, yeah, what a depressing time. I've spoke about it so many times. It's like, you know, it's real easy to, you know, go home and say, man, life sucks. But I'm telling you what, if you get deep down and start reading about the Victorian era, London era, right at the end of the 1800s, my God, I mean, it was just horrid living. And again, to think it was only a mere 120, 130 years ago when all this was going down. So, yeah, I mean, it's... And again, I like a good creepy story. I like one that, like I said, gets inside your head and makes you think. So that's the purpose behind the books. And any good Halloween story has that element. And you were speaking on The Shining and, you know, the masterpiece that it is. I mentioned earlier Sleepy Hollow. I mean, if you watch that Disney film, and don't watch it for the animation, but, I mean, watch it for the experience. And, I mean, the way it's so dark, you know, when the guy's telling the ghost stories, you know, there's dim light. There's hardly any light in that whole scene at all. And the whole time that, you know, Ichabod Crane is running through the forest on his horse, the only color that is not a gray or a black or a brown is his face and eyeballs. That is intended, you know, effect. And, you know, people, you know, can just blow it off as a cartoon, but if you watch it as a film and not a movie, you'll understand it's, I mean, we're talking about something that they were putting together in the 50s or 60s, and it's just genius. You can't help but, you know, it never fails. You watch it, and as soon as it's over with, the dog needs to go outside to take a leak, and you're like, do we really need to go outside right now? Can you just wait for a little bit, you know? You know, but it's done, you know, in such a great, and it's not, and again, prime example, and much like The Shining, it's not there to jump scare you. It's not meant to gross you out. It's meant to screw with your head. And that's some of the best storytelling. That's my favorite way to go.
Well, that's great. That's great, Dave. All right, I'm going to switch now to the one of us who exemplifies Halloween and Papaween all year long. Papa Strut, why don't you tell us, because I don't know that we've actually heard the background story about Papa Strut. He's pretty scary dude, and people love. You know, it's funny. People love that dude. In a way, I know I know you like it, but people love the scary dude so much that you are when you're out there. You're just a mess, and people love it. Can you tell us a little bit about how that character became developed and what you were trying to get? Do you mind that?
Well, you know, Papa Stroh is like so different from the norm. that just is a bit of a different dreamer for sure. And as dark and as sinister as Papa Stroh is, and the way people can kind of identify with Papa Stroh, the fact that the story of Papa Stroh is like he's an avenging spirit to which the souls of lost children bring him to life to seek vengeance of all the evil in the world. And so basically Papa Stroh gives the evil of the world a dish of their own medicine, per se. I mean, it's kind of like very similar to the Crow story, but with a darker twist to it. And Papa Stroh is kind of like the culmination of everything that kind of scared me growing up as a kid. And to where now, you know, you're bringing it to life. And, you know, and people kind of split on the whole deal where, like, some people actually dig the Papa Stroh persona. Some people are still taken back by it, right? So either way, it's an attention getter and something different. And it's a character and a persona that really make people think about, you know, what inside of us brings out that darker side, or what inside of us brings out that eerie, mysterious aura, if you will. And so it's a very complex persona, but at the same time, it's something that can identify with the emotions of everyone.
Very good. Now, I want to tell you something. I believe, now I've been watching professional wrestling since I was probably 11 years old. And the single biggest surprise that I ever got in professional wrestling was in Wilmington, North Carolina at the National Guard Armory. You were wrestling L.A. Tank, our boy, and he's just a great guy, and we got to have him back. So you were wrestling him, and Dorothy and her carriage come out, and every single person in that auditorium had their eyes fixed on that entranceway, waiting for you to come out after the carriage that Dorothy comes in had been pushed out. And then all of a sudden, like a spirit from the other side of the armory and pour into Tank. And I don't think one of us ever guessed Papa Stroh was going to come out like that. I think it was the best entrance of ever. Nobody saw you. That was kind of the brilliance of Papa Stroh. He didn't show up the way you thought he would, and it was really cool.
The funny thing that night, there was a bat flying around. Actually,
really?
Some people caught hold of it, right? And actually, some people actually thought that I was the bat that turned back into my human form. Flying around, and they were coming up to me and asking, "Were you that bat that was flying around?" And I just looked at them and said, "Maybe."
Love it.
They better be careful because Papa Stroh can do a lot of things.
It's different. Like I mentioned before, it's a lot different from the norm, but it's definitely a attention getter and a persona that people can really identify with. One way or another.
Right. Well, now, we are identifying with Papa Stroh now because you have this magnificent documentary that's out. It's doing the film festival circuit. I've heard great things about it. Give us the brief down low on that, and where is it coming up next?
The Papa Stroh film documentary, The Maestro, is playing in film theaters. Festivals, rather, screenings across the country this past summer. It just played over the weekend in Charlotte and Hickory at the Charlotte Film Festival and at the Foot Candle Film Society, and which was both were great turnouts, and I got to do Q&As in both. And the documentary is more or less about, you know, what I do. It's like a day-to-day process, prepare myself for match day, for a wrestling match, and adds a little bit quick bio on, you know, the history through the years, you know, wrestling, my different changes in my evolution of evolving to where I'm at now with Papa Stroh through the years, and how, you know, I interact with some of the people in the business and see the day-to-day process, some of the training I go through, some of the mental preparation I do before matches and so forth. So it's a real up close, candid, primal look at you know, myself, what I go through, and just give people a little taste to how I pretty much prepare myself before I step in the ring, more or less. But it's a really cool film. Green Hero Films did a tremendous job. I know it's going to be appearing soon in Fayetteville, North Carolina, at the same weekend as it'll also be appearing at the Carolina Fan Expo in Hickory, North Carolina, October 12th, 13th, at the Select Sportsplex, which I'm a guest of, along with Drew Powell from Gotham series will be there as well, and some of the cast and crew of Dusk that I currently star in as the Chief. But it's going to be playing in the Fayetteville Film Festival that weekend, as well as the Carolina Fan Expo. It's going to be, I think it's going to be in Orlando, Florida Film Festival, either this month, later this month, or next month, for sure. And I think it's like one or two more appearances for next month that may be appearing in, which once I get the green light to divulge that information, I'll let everybody know. And then after the film festival tour, be wrapping up, it'll be available for DVD distribution. So I'm really, really excited that people
well,
can check
great.
Out this documentary.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, we do want to have that at the Krampus Festival, which you will be starring in. Thank goodness we got a great star, as usual. And so I want to talk to the producers of the film, make sure that we can show it both there and also show it in Jacksonville. Maybe do a little extra special thing the Friday night before the Jacksonville NC Comic Expo. No Comic-Con, but Comic Expo. So we'd like to do that and get as many people out to see it and buy it. And I need to get my copy and get it autographed. As soon as I can buy it, Papa Stroh, do I get an autograph?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's still kind of humbling to have a documentary about yourself, you know. I mean, it's one thing to portray a different role in a film and so forth, or even step in the ring to be somebody else for a night, for once, or a part of yourself, rather. But just to have a documentary about you is pretty overwhelming if you think about it. So, you know, but I'm really blessed to have one. And Green Hero Films, hats off to them. They're great guys and top-notch job.
Well, yeah. And I'm just so glad that this worked out. And you've got a wonderful depiction of what you do, because whatever else, people can learn a lot from you. I've just in our friendship over 4 years, I've learned a lot, and I want to keep learning because Papa Stroh is the one guy that knows a lot, and so we're just glad. We're always glad to have you on our team and on our show. We're big fans. So here's what we'd like to do. I'd like to do the round table. I'd like to, or this is something I learned from Papa Stroh. It's plug time, so everybody can plug whatever they'd like. I'm going to start with our buddy Todd. What you got to plug for this week, this month, this year, or whatever? What you plugging?
Well, I think what I'm going to go ahead and plug is the place that allowed us to have, for me to get the product, to have so much fun with all these kids here this last weekend out of West Harrison, Indiana. It is Shelton Fireworks. It is a fireworks warehouse, and I do mean a warehouse. Think about walking into your Sam's Club or your Costco, and it ain't nothing but pyrotechnics. And, man, I mean, it's just, well, you'll get a bang out of it, to say the least, just to use a dad joke. The
in trouble.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Shelton Fireworks, West Harrison, Indiana.
Well, that's a great plug. Thanks. If we're up there, when I get up, because I'm coming up to Indiana to see you sometime, I can't wait to see it. So thank you, sir. And now,
our horror writer,
David Atwell, what you got to plug, buddy?
Yes, sir. First thing off is my partner in crime, Josh Mayer, is the very talented young man. And a lot of folks that go around the circuit have seen his work and everything. Fine young man. Me and him are going to do a few pop-up appearances over there at the 2nd and Charles on Western Boulevard throughout November and December. We don't have any definite dates right now, but we will be doing a lot of just, you know, out-of-nowhere appearances in the evening time and everything, and looking forward to doing that and a lot of success. So, I mean, if you're looking for some good last-minute or first-minute Christmas presents, art's always a good thing, and a book. Wouldn't hurt you to read. And one other thing, on a sadder note, I just want to give all my best to the Atwell crowd. I unfortunately lost my uncle Tommy this week, and so, you know, my heart goes out to all us Atwells and spread up and down the East Coast, and just one of those things, and it's kind of, you know, tough to digest when, you know, when you run into this kind of stuff, but it's, my heart goes out to everybody, and just wishing everybody, especially my dad, the best.
Okay. Well, yeah,
sorry to hear that, brother.
Yeah, our thoughts are with you on that. So, thanks for letting us know, and we appreciate it. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Peckham, what have you got to plug?
Ah, shoot. Where could I start? Really, in all honesty, if I could just do a shout out to a couple of local people here that have been just absolutely fantastic for me.
Sure.
Now, since we're already talking about the Hickory area and everything, and how the Carolina Fan Expo coming up here, Charlotte CryptoCon is in Troutman. You know, it's not but a 30-minute drive from Hickory. There's a fantastic little game shop called Red Fox Gaming up there. Some friends of mine own it. Andrew and Spencer are fantastic people. You can go out there, just have a conversation with them anytime you want. And just those guys have been so good to me. I just want to give them a little plug. But another shout out here, really great artist friend of mine out of Winston-Salem, Kev Ierley. He's kind of a staple around. You see him in a lot of these other shows and everything. He does a lot of work. He's got a big heart. Fantastic guy. He's on Facebook, Claws of Creation. That's Claws with a K. He's just a fantastic person. John Stroh, I know you guys have probably seen him at some other shows and everything like that, but just really, it's one of those things just where you meet so many awesome people, and you want to list off everyone. It's hard. But,
yeah,
I'll just leave it at that.
Well, thank you. And Papa Stroh, so what have you got to plug?
Well, of course, I'll be with you, Dr. John, this coming Saturday at the Charlotte CryptoCon at Lake Norman State Park in Troutman, North Carolina. Looking forward to that and seeing everyone there, of course, with you, Kyle, and all the great people that will be on hand for that event, for sure. And then Sunday, I'm looking forward to also coming to the PD Comic Con, P-E-E-D-E-E Comic Con in Lake City, South Carolina, or the old Ragsdale building in Lake City, South Carolina. It's going to be a great time. I'm supposed to be doing a wrestling panel Q&A with a former tag team partner of mine and former NWA World Champion Tommy Wildfire Rich. We're supposed to be there as well. But it's a lot of great talented people to be there on hand. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone there. Big thank you to everyone that stepped up and helped all these people in need on the East Coast during Hurricane Florence. You guys are the true heroes. My heart goes out to all you. You guys are awesome. I wish there were more people like you in the world. Thank you for everything that you've done and are continuing to doing. And hopefully, you know, over the next few months, we can help these people get back on their feet, and we all can get back to doing what we do best, living life. So, big thank you to everyone that's pitched in and helped others out. And thank you to everyone that does it continually each and every day, 24/7, 365 days a year, from our military to our police, to firefighters, USO, first responders, all the people, the doctors, nurses, everyone that, you know, live their life helping others. I mean, that's it's a beautiful thing, and God bless each and every one of you. And but Papa Wayne, this month of October, looking forward to all the dates. Keep checking back on my website, sestro.com, Twitter at the Stro, Instagram, Stro to Maestro. Actually, Twitter at the Stro, Instagram, Stro Maestro. Subscribe to my YouTube channel at youtube.com/C/StroMaestro. And Facebook at Stro the Maestro. And thank you guys for your support. God bless, and always a pleasure to be here.
We're always glad to have you, Papa Stro, as we are Dave, as we are Todd and Kyle. Thank you very much. So I'll tell you what, it's a sayonara for the first installment of Papa Ween. We have three more to go. And I will say, please see us at the CryptoCon on October 19th, 20th, and 21st. Please come see Papa Stro starring and then the Bigfoot conference. And then, of course, Papa Stro, which we couldn't have the International Krampus Festival without Papa Stro. He's the only person scary enough to maybe keep the Krampus in line. So,
there we go.
Thanks, everybody. We'll have another great guest or two or three, and a lot of fun. So thanks. And I, as usual, I will be checking with everyone after the show and seeing what we can come up with. So thanks a lot, and Godspeed, and have a good one. Have a good Papa Ween, because that's what October is all about. You guys be good. See you next week.
Okay, take care.
Big hugs, Drew.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Yep, good night.